I reached Fansler on his cell phone while he was walking through the Seattle airport on his way to an Emerging Leaders Conference in San Jose. He keeps a tight schedule, and the past 2 weeks have been busy.
I mean, for 14 days, I think I was sleeping, you know, 4 or 5 hours a night.
Fansler is the vice chair of the House Judiciary Committee, a 5-person panel that specializes in issues involving Alaska's court system. It's played a pivotal role in shaping SB 54, and the bill is controversial. SB 54 is designed to pull back some of the provisions in another bill that already passed. That's SB 91, a sweeping criminal justice reform bill that Governor Walker signed into law about a year ago. SB 91 took away or decreased prison time for most commonly committed crimes. Penalties for murder or sexual assault stayed the same, but the recommended prison time for crimes like theft, for instance, went down. Many defendants were given probation instead and ended up back on the streets. Critics of SB 91 claim that this has caused crime to skyrocket in some places, though Fansler says it's too early to tell if the laws had that effect. A third of the law's provisions haven't even been enacted yet. SB 54 is a response to those critics' concerns. It would roll back SB 91's reforms by increasing punishments for certain crimes. The bill's gone through a chaotic series of revisions over the past few weeks. Fansler voted for SB 54 on Tuesday, but while he agrees with several of its amendments, he has misgivings about the House version of the bill. Under this version of SB 54, people found guilty of a Class C felony could serve up to 2 years in prison, even if it's their first offense. And these kinds of crimes vary widely. Threatening someone with a gun is a Class C felony, but so is snatching a purse or stealing life jackets from a fishing boat. And that's not one of the harsher measures in SB 54. Defendants who are found guilty of theft for or stealing something that's worth less than $250 could also serve time.
So an amendment that I fought endlessly against, it says, you know, this is an extreme example, obviously, but if you were a first-time offender and say you stole a pop or a candy bar or something like that, and you were convicted, theoretically, you could be sentenced up to 5 days in jail.
That's 5 days in jail. The connection with Fansler kept cutting out. Fansler says these harsh prison sentences could hurt Alaska Native people because the Alaska criminal justice system imprisons a disproportionate number of its Native citizens.
And it's not just a small anomaly. It's a very, very large anomaly. We do know it's happening, and we must do everything in our power to stop it.
Alaska Native men account for 8% of the state's population, but they are 37% of the prison population. And 3 out of 4 Alaska Natives imprisoned end up going back. This statistic has been called, quote, wrong and completely unacceptable by Corrections Commissioner Dean Williams. And if prison time for nonviolent crimes go up, more Alaska Native people could be spending more time behind bars. It's not clear if this version of SB 54 will become law. The Finance and Judiciary Committees of both houses met to review it on Wednesday, and the bill needs concurrence by the state Senate. Fansler says he hopes that some of the bill's harsher amendments end up being rolled back.